In broadest perspective, perhaps the one overriding anomaly of the American scene is the contrast, on the one hand, between the steadily growing emphasis on intellectual achievement in our schools and colleges, in our ever more complex technology, in our space-age physics, mathematics, and electronics, and in its more theoretical aspects in our business practice, and on the other, the pervasive anti-intellectualism of much of our popular culture. The rapid rise in academic standards in American education generally, but particularly in mathematics and sciences, is easily traceable to the shock administered to our intellectual self-esteem by the launching of Sputnik 1 in 1957. In the resulting frantic flurry of activity, high school programs have been revised upward, and even junior high teenagers have been introduced to new mathematical concepts and methods which their awestruck parents find incomprehensible. Acceleration in almost all academic subjects has already progressed to the degree that it is possible for an ambitious superior student to enter college at the sophomore level. However successful this intellectual speed-up has been in the fields of mathematics and science, it has not been possible to effect a similar acceleration in the liberal arts, where maturity and at least some direct experience of life are essential to even a partial understanding of works concerned with the great and abiding themes of the humanities: the nature of man, the reason for his being here, the enigma of death. There is little to be gained in reading King Lear at 15 rather than at 50. And real intellectual or cultural gain is frustrated in yet another way. American students generally tend to regard education as vocational preparation and to be impatient of any undue emphasis on subject matter they consider of dubious practical value. Thus, highly abstract and theoretical courses in economics are tolerated because of their possible usefulness to a business career, whereas it is automatically assumed that any student majoring in philosophy must intend to teach it. Of course, such subordination of education to the attainment of practical end is in itself a form of anti-intellectualism. However, it probably goes nearer to the heart of the matter to say that the true source of much of the bitterly anti-rationalist mood that pervades a large proportion of contemporary art and literature lies in a radical questioning of the ability of the reasoning mind and of scientific technology to satisfy the deeper needs of the human spirit. As we approach ever nearer to the inhuman efficiency and comfortableness of Huxley's Brave New World, it seems to be less and less the kind of civilization we had hoped for.